With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. Montana's Medicaid expansion program, which provides more than 93,000 people in the state health coverage, expires in just over a year. Campaigns are now underway to stop that from happening and to lobby support for the healthcare program. Governor Steve Bullock is touring the state promoting the economic benefits of Medicaid expansion. And on Thursday, a ballot initiative group hoping to increase taxes on tobacco products to help pay for the state's share of Medicaid expansion kicked off its signature gathering campaign with a rally in downtown Helena. Kristen Page Nye with the American Cancer Society spoke at the event and helped write the ballot initiative language that was approved by the Secretary of State Monday.
My organization supports increasing tobacco taxes frequently and significantly, because when you do that, there is a significant increase in revenue, but it also decreases consumption.
I-185 backers include the Montana Hospital Association, Montana Medical Association, Montana Primary Care Association, and the Montana Federation of Public Employees, among other policy and healthcare advocacy groups. They'll need to gather more than 25,000 signatures for it to appear on ballots this November. If it passes, it would be the first voter-approved increase on tobacco taxes in Montana in 13 years, and would increase the taxes on a pack of cigarettes by $2 to $3.70. Lawmakers in the 2017 legislative session rejected proposals to raise taxes on tobacco products as the state faced a budget shortfall. Last week, an analysis by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research found the state's Medicaid expansion will pay for itself through savings in other parts of the state budget and increased economic activity. But supporters of I-185 say that doesn't mean it's free for the state to run the healthcare program.
Medicaid expansion pays for itself in that it's long-term cost savings, but we're not going to see it immediately. So it's really important for us to have real revenue, you know, real dollars that go towards that match.
Montana currently pays 6% of the cost of Medicaid expansion in the state, with the federal government picking up the rest. By 2020, Montana's share of the cost will increase 10% and remain there. A state government analysis says the ballot initiative could generate $74 million a year. That's more than the $50 million Page Nye's organization expects.
This funds a portion of the state match for Medicaid expansion, but it's not completely funded by this tobacco tax increase. There'll still have to be funds coming out of the state budget for it.
Page Nye says if I-185 passes, funds raised would not just go to Medicaid expansion, but also veteran services, smoking prevention programs, and long-term care services for seniors and people with disabilities. Medicaid expansion narrowly passed in 2015, and depending on the results of this ballot initiative, lawmakers will likely have their own fingerprints on the program's future when they reconvene in the 2019 session.
And if the state can't afford it, the state can't afford it.
Great Falls Republican Senator Ed Buttrey sponsored the 2015 bill to expand Medicaid. In February, he told MTPR that a ballot initiative with a voter-approved funding source for Medicaid expansion could help keep the program going.
Now, if you modify the plan in a citizen voter initiative where you have pay-fors specific in there to direct the legislature to say these parties shall pay for the program, and that passes, then I think that you've got direction of the legislature to say, look, they've told you how to pay for it, implement it in law, put it in the budget, away you go.
Along with the anticipated battle over the cost of reauthorizing Medicaid expansion, Republican lawmakers will likely look at tying renewal of the program to new requirements that the Trump administration is more friendly to than was the Obama White House. Those include requiring some Medicaid recipients work, making more recipients pay premiums, and making it easier for the state to drop recipients who don't pay premiums. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.